Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
If you are the family scapegoat and look back on your life and either wish you were the family golden child because it seems like they had it easier, and they were favored, blessed, and had all the attention, this episode is for you. We are going to dissect how the golden child too suffers from growing up in a narcissistic family environment, and while they may eat chocolate cake first and have better looking roses and have more attention too, suffer from large emotional and relational consequences from being the favored golden child stemming from adolescence. The golden child has it all, or so it seems, from a young, very young age. It's almost like they came out of the womb and they were popular, the joyful one, and they became instantly favored and could do no wrong. Is this how it happened? Being labeled as the golden child comes with its fair share of privileges and advantages during childhood and adolescence. Golden children often receive immense praise, attention, and high expectations from their families, and may even extend into extended family and working relationships. However, the journey doesn't end with childhood, and as they transition into adulthood, golden children often encounter a unique set of challenges that can shape their lives in unexpected and detrimental ways. In this episode, we will explore some of the difficulties that golden children face as they navigate the complexities of adulthood. If you were raised in a narcissistic family environment and were the scapegoat and or the golden child, be sure to check out our other videos on this topic. Links will be in the description. Let's get to it. Oh, the sweet, kind, loving golden child. In a previous video, we shared how the golden child wears a metaphorical set of handcuffs, and they are stuck in a performance lifestyle, earning love, albeit conditional, from what they do, say, or just are. So they are taught from a very young age. They are to perform, and to perform in a way that is not necessarily what they want as individuals, but to do what the narcissist ringleader says. It has been ingrained in them that if they want the accolades for doing whatever, they must not have and seek out their own individualism. They must, in essence, worship at the feet of the narcissist to do what they want and to act in the way they want. There's no deviation. Yes, this is how they learn to be actors from a young age. They grow up in conditional love, but it's all they know, and they equate it to real love. More on this in a bit. Growing up as the golden child, one of their most significant challenges is the burden of performing. It sounds like a lot of pressure, right? It is. Whether it's in their academic, professional, or personal lives, golden children are expected to excel and meet the lofty standards set out for them. They must be perfect, or at least have the impression of being perfect. The narcissist, too, will support this perfect image and will never share their flaws. The narcissist will become the manager of their reputation and how they are perceived by others, because this is a strong reflection on the narcissist, and it begins the enmeshment. This constant pressure can lead to feelings of anxiety, self-doubt, and fear of failure. Struggling to live up to these expectations can have a profound impact on their mental well-being and can hinder their ability to develop a strong sense of self. Golden children often struggle with their own identity formation as adults. They may have spent their childhood being defined by their achievements, talents, or the roles they played within their families. Consequently, they may have difficulty discerning their true passions, interests, and personal goals. The pressure to fulfill others' expectations can overshadow their own desires and lead to a sense of emptiness or a lack of purpose in adulthood. A lot of times, the golden child will revert to what provided them with the most accolades, so they can inadvertently receive verbal awards from those around them. The upbringing of golden children fosters a distorted perspective on relationships. They find it challenging to form genuine connections with others because they have grown accustomed to receiving validation solely based on their accomplishments. As a result, they may struggle to establish relationships built on trust, emotional intimacy, and mutual support. They cannot understand how someone could be purely loved, appreciated, honored, and even respected by being themselves, by being true and authentic. I believe it's the very cry of their soul to be loved for who they are and not performance. But since performance and accolades are most of what they know and have become accustomed to their whole life, ripping off the band-aid to become real may be an impossibility. Which is reason number 84 why there is always turmoil, unfortunately, between the scapegoat and the golden child. The fear of being loved for what they have achieved rather than who they are as individuals can hinder their ability to develop meaningful connections. Now, if you thought the pressure of receiving accolades upon accolades for performance was stressful enough for the golden child, add two more daunting hurdles on top. The golden child will often develop a deep-seated fear of failure due to the high expectations placed upon them. They may feel an overwhelming need to be perfect in every aspect of their lives, fearing that any misstep or setback will tarnish their carefully crafted image. This fear of failure can paralyze them, leading to a reluctance to take risks, explore new opportunities, or pursue their true desires and passions. The constant pursuit of perfection can be exhausting and may prevent them from experiencing personal growth and fulfillment. Some play it safe and stay in their role. They choose to stay in their tiny box and choose not to explore outside of it, ever. They cannot live without the accolades, so this keeps them stuck. Golden children are accustomed to having their needs and desires anticipated and fulfilled by others. Consequently, they may struggle with advocating for themselves and asserting their own wants and needs. This can manifest in various areas of their lives, such as professional settings, personal relationships, or even in their own self-care. Learning to assert themselves and communicate effectively becomes essential for their personal and professional growth. The challenges faced by golden children in adulthood are multifaceted and can have a profound impact on their lives. Navigating the unrealistic expectations, grappling with identity formation, establishing authentic relationships, overcoming the fear of failure, and learning self-advocacy are all essential steps for golden children to embark on their own unique paths toward personal fulfillment and happiness. Have you struggled in the role of the golden child? Or were you the scapegoated child? Has this episode been beneficial? Drop a comment and let us know your experience. We invite you to subscribe to our channel, hit the bell notification so you can be notified when a new episode is released. This is Lynn, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.